Zvachim, Peches Mishnevov. Till now we were dealing with Taruvois of Behemois, which is a little bit less the regular subject of Taruvis that we're used to from Yeridea, from Issachar Chulin, Avodah Zarah. Here we're going to deal now with Taruvisin that are more closer to home. Dam Shenesar B'mayim, again it's Kochim Dik. You have Dam, Kochim. That was Nesar B'mayim. Im Yesh Bei Mare Dom Kosher. We're talking about Dam being Kosher. We're not talking about the Tzaveta. We're talking about Lezrika. So even though the Dam was diluted with water, the Halacha is it's Kosher. The Shear of Bittel is Toli B'mare. Now this is something that we don't find when you're talking about Treifa cranberry juice that fell into a bottle of apple juice. At what point is the apple juice because it's mevatel the cranberry juice, bitul b'shishim. We would expect that over here would be also, except that over there, the iser, when we're talking about treifa cranberry juice, we're talking about an iser, which is bitam. So noisin tam, the sheer bitul nesinas tam, is b'shishim, we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem, all about it in Mitzvah Shem. But over here, we're not dealing with the liquid over here, mitzad the taste, we're dealing with it mitzad the what is it. On that, Mara has a role to play. Another example of the same idea where Tam is not the factor, but what will Cheshman Lagabi Bittel is the Mara is Lagabi Kisei Adam. Person Shechted a Chaya or a Noif with some mitzvahs Kisei Adam, will learn Mitzvah Shema Mishnah Mesechus Kumpe Kisei Adam. The halacha over there is if the Dam gets mixed up with Mayim, the Dam is still roy to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kisei Adam if it still has a Mara Dam. However, even though these two cases are similar, legabe the bittel of mara, they do have one important chilik. Legabe kisei adam, what we're talking about is that dam fell into a big barrel of water. If the water is, if the dam is strong enough inside the water that the water now has a mara of dam, so it could be used for kisei adam. Well, we would say it has to be covered. Masha'enken, when we're talking about Dam Kochim, if a little bit Dam Kochim fell into a bottle of water, we'd say that the little bit Dam Kochim, when it fell in, the first drop that fell in became bottle, because it didn't create a Mara Dam. The second drop fell in, it became bottle. The third fell in, it becomes bottle. This is what's called in Chulin Avodah Zarah, Kama Kama bottle. The case that we're talking about in the Mishnah is where Mayim fell into Dam. So the Dam retained it's Mara Dam, despite the fact that water was falling in, didn't dilute it. What's the difference between by in Maseches Chulin, Legabi Dam for Kisui, that even if the Dam fell into the water, even though it doesn't have a Mara Dam, but when enough Dam spills into the water that it now becomes with a Mara Dam, that it's Roy Lekisui, and we say Choyzev Neir, that means the status of it being dam hamachuyev is because the dam is choizer, and it becomes again uvgelep. Mashenken by kochim, there's a klal called dichui. There's a sugya when something has a din, hakrova din avoida, and it becomes nidche, it loses its status of heksher legabi avoida. This is let's say by behemoths that become ois roy lakrova that they can't become roy lakrova again, that type of thing. Now it's not the sugya for it. We have it in Erech, in the Tmura, and other places. But that concept applies over here. We'll just add in one more practical detail, is that the Mara Dam that the Taruvis has to have is not that it's a little bit reddish, but it has to mamish look like Dam. Diluted maybe, but Dam. The next case in the Mishnah is Nisar B'Yayin. Dam and Yayin have a closer color to each other, and you wouldn't necessarily be able to say, oh, it's red. It's red. It was red. Of course it's red. So then, royin oiser ki'ilu hu mayim. It still becomes bottle b'mara, even though it's not mara that's visible to the eye. But the shear, when it becomes insignificant, is ilule the yayin would be mayim. How much would it take in order to give it a mara dam? That's what we'll see. Royin oiser ki'ilu hu mayim. Nesar b'dam behemoi b'dam chaya. If the dam korban became mixed up with dam behema of another animal, of chulin. Not another koi. We'll have that case also. It gets mixed up with another behemoth of kochim. Or dam chayu, which is not roi lakrev also. Again, roi noisi kilu mayim. we see the mara as being kaver, not the mara in terms of colors practically, but mara in terms of the significance, how much it would have to have in order to have that tzura. Reb Yehuda oimer ein dam mevatel dam. This is Reb Yehuda's famous shita that min b'mino loy batli. This is the makar where Reb Yehuda says it. And the reason why it's said over here is because the makar of it is a posuk of a teruvah's dam. In the avodah of Yom HaKippurim, the posuk says in Parshas Achrimoyz, v'lokach midam apor midam asor. They took dam apar v'dam asor and they mixed it together. And even though the Gemara says that domei shopar, of course, a much bigger animal, is going to be much more volume than dam asor, we don't say that one was mevatel the other. And from this, Reb Yehuda learns out that bim mimini lebotli. The Chachamim learn out that it's only kol ha'ilam ala mizbeach enu mevatel zezeh. That means two types of dam kochim. Yeah, dam is not mevatel zezeh. But dam kochim with dam that's eni roi, dam chayo, dam behemesh ha'chulin, there is bittel. Dam with mayim, dam with yayin, certainly is bittel. That Reb Yehuda holds of also. But even dam bidam, there would be bittel ilule the fact that both of them are dam zrika. Now, Reb Yehuda's klal is not a klal per se in kochim. Rashi in chulin seems to paskin Reb Yehuda that min b'mini loy botli, and the case is very significant. A little piece of treifa roast falls into a huge pot of kosher flesh. If it's min b'minoy, even though if a piece of meat fell into chicken, or if a piece of treifa meat fell into vegetable soup, it would become botl b'shishim. But over here, since it's min b'minoy loy batli, Reb Yehuda holds up a chol hashas kuloy, Rashi seems to paskin that way. Nobody holds that way, luchumra, that there's no bitl b'shishim, because we paskin that min b'minoy is botl b'roiv. We hold the opposite of Reb Yehuda, that since it doesn't give tam, it's not been a sin as tam, so it becomes botl b'roiv, because the Torah's klal of taruvis, we go bas of the roiv, unless it's been a sin as tam. The din that we need in a pot of meat, Shishim by mid b'mino is a din derabbanan. Reb Yehuda holds it even with their isolated botli. We don't pass in that way. One last detail that's important to mention is that when the dam is mu'uriv in another dam, so it doesn't become botli. So now when you're being zayrik the dam, you have to be zayrik enough from the kli that for sure dam, l'marshal, two types of dam we'll see in Mitzvah Hashem, the next Mishnah. If two types of dam became uriv, and you can't be zayrik, it's not two carbon shlomims. But one's a carbon shlomim, one's something else. You have to make sure that the dam that was niskadish from the oila was nizrak. Now, how do you know? They got mixed up in the kli. You don't know for sure that some of the dam oila, so it has to be zayrik enough of the dam that for sure some of the dam oila got onto mizbech, and then yotzi de chavosoi of zrikas oila, and so on. Now, the truth of the matter is that that point itself is not so posh. This is what's called Beloshna Gemara Yesh Bilo and Ein Bilo. Do we assume that liquids that are mixed together in a kli got mixed up that we see now proportionally? Or you have no way of knowing whether it mixed proportionally? And Memela, you're going to have to be zarek most of the kli in order to make sure that even one drop of dam from one of the karbonos got onto the mizbech, and so on. That's a need in the Gemara. Let's continue Mishnah Zayin. Nis'arev b'dam psulim. Dam ksherim of karbonos got mixed up with dam psulim. For marshal karbonos that were nishchat with a machshava poiseles or shalai lishma, etc. Yishofech la'amo. All the dam in the taruvis has to be poured into the amo. The amo was a place in the Azorah, like a drain. And it spilled out, it went out to Nachal Kidron, it's Mavur, and other places that it went out, and the Shalom was whether they were allowed to use the dam once it went out, whether it's Mutabah, no or not, that's a sugya in Hilchus Me'ilo. Now, the truth is, Midin Torah, there's no reason why dam kosher and dam posel should be any different than dam HaKodesh and dam Chulin. And if you can make a zrika on the kois that's full of teruvah's dam of this type, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to do that type. This is clearly exerid rabbanon. The Gemara explains there were guys on dam psulim, akpeda not to be zayrik from a mixture of teruvah's that has dam psulim. That was akpeda of chazal. The truth to be told is a different detail to add over here, that if what was mixed up in the teruvah's dam was dam from a balmum, or a carbon that had a psul, which is most, like a roi veniv, one of those psul that we had in the beginning of the perek, over there there's a lav, and it's most kokach that the Torah is makbid that none of that, the dam of that type of behemoth should be nizik al mizbech tzinisim. So even though there's bona fide dam oila mixed into that taruvis, you can't be zayrik. Even though you can be yaitzer, but you can't be over on the iser. What we're talking about is dam that had a psul machshava or some other reason a psul in the shchita. Mel, there's no iser. All there is a psul. Midaraisa should be kosher. Should be no worse than dam chulin that's moreven on that. We say there's a kpeda midarabonon, but midaraisa not. Now the Mishnah goes to the next case where the dam kosher was mixed not with dam posel, not with dam that's osur, and not with dam chulin. It's dam kodesh, but it's dam tamtzis. Dam tamtzis is that when an animal shechted, this is by the way metzias in Maseches Chulin, when a behemoth is shechted, there's two types of dam that come out of the neck of the behemoth. There's what's called dam hanefesh. The dam hanefesh is what's used for the zrika. It comes out right away, and it's mikaleach with force out of the mokom hashchita. Dam hatamtzis is dam that's squeezed kilu out of the body. It doesn't spurt out. It comes out. It's called dam hatamtzis miloshen mitzvah, like we had by kavanas oiv v'nimtzah dami al kemes bech, to squeeze out. It doesn't spurt. It squeezes out. So if the kois is pressed against the neck of the baby, we'll get out dam hatamtzis, but that's not roi lemizbeach, because the pasuk says, "Moshe, even the lav of achilas dam, which is chayv krisus, is the pasuk says, ki nefesh habosa badomhi, v'ani nesat lecham lemizbeach lechapal nafshesechem, ki adom hu benefesh yichaper." The dam which creates ritzur kapora, zvikas adam, hekshu hakobonis v'chulei, is what's called damu banefesh, dam hanefesh. Chazal defined that only as that dam, not the dam hatamtzis, which then comes out. So if the dam hanefesh, and this is the most logical case, the kohen is being mekabel the dam, he missed some of the dam, so the kois did not fill up with dam hanefesh. He kept the kois there, and the dam that came out after the original spurt, which is dam hatamtzis, dam hanefesh, that filled up also. So there the halach is on this psulim is yeshofech lama. This is like dam psulim. We didn't tell you there's no reason not to be zayrik. But lemaisa, the chacham are goyzer and dam atamsis as well, because it could be a little bit tricky. So they were goyzer. Rabbi Lazar Machsha, Lazar holds, no, they said yeshofech lama on a teruvah's dam of dam psulim, but not on dam hatamsis. Lemaisa, since it's only a k'peid of Chazal lechatchila not to be zerik the dam, it's not b'k'peid of gemura kol kach that should be possible with the avid. It's a lechatchila. Therefore, in loy nimlach, if he never asked the shayla, nimlach miloshin asking the shayla, v'nosan, and the dam was spritzed, kosher. Lemaisa, the zrika is a good zrika.